Welcome back to Edzi, your personal AI tutor, where we learn by understanding instead of simply memorizing. Today we are revising class 11, Physics for CBSE class 11, and our chapter is Units and Measurements. This is an extended episode, so we will spend approximately 30 to 60 minutes together. Keep a notebook nearby if you have one, but you can also listen passively and return to the questions later. I am Gaurav and with me is Swati. We will cover measurement, SI units, significant figures, uncertainty, dimensions, dimensional formulae, dimensional equations, and dimensional analysis, along with exam tips. A student from Pune, Ria, once said that she knew formulas but lost marks because her final answers had incorrect units and precision. This episode is designed to prevent exactly that confusion. Settle in and let us build the chapter carefully.
I like that story because it shows why this chapter matters. It may look like a collection of definitions, but units and measurements are the language in which physics communicates. If the number is given without a unit, the meaning is incomplete. If the unit is correct but the precision is exaggerated, the answer can still misrepresent the measurement. So while listening, do not only ask, "What should I remember?" Ask, "Why is this way of reporting a measurement necessary?"
Here is a learning map. First, we will define measurement and distinguish base units from derived units. Then we will move to the SI system and its 7 base units. After that comes the precision section, significant figures, arithmetic operations, rounding off, and uncertainty. Finally, we will use dimensions to describe physical quantities, write dimensional formulae, check equations, and understand what dimensional analysis can and cannot prove. At several points, we will stop for active recall. Try answering before Swati gives any clarification.
Let us begin with the most basic question. What does it mean to measure a physical quantity? Ek second pause karke socho. Measurement means comparing the quantity with a certain basic, chosen, internationally accepted reference standard called a unit. The result has two parts, a numerical measure and a unit. Saying that a length is 5 tells us very little. Saying that it is 5 meters gives the comparison standard as well.
Exactly. The number tells us how many times the chosen unit fits into the quantity, while the unit tells us what standard was used. This is why a measurement is not merely a number. An answer such as 12 for a distance is incomplete unless the unit is stated. Exam point: write the definition in a complete form. Measurement of a physical quantity involves comparison with a standard reference called a unit, and the result is expressed by a number accompanied by a unit.
Now a likely doubt. There are many physical quantities. So do we need a separate basic unit for every single one? The chapter says no. Physical quantities are interrelated. So a limited number of units is enough to express all of them. This gives us the important distinction between fundamental quantities and derived quantities. Can you predict what a derived unit would be made from?
A derived unit is formed by combining base units according to the relationship defining the derived physical quantity. Base units belong to fundamental or base quantities. Units of all other physical quantities can be expressed as combinations of these base units, and these are called derived units. A complete set containing both base units and derived units is called a system of units. Keep the chain clear. Base quantities lead to base units, and other quantities lead to derived units.
Let me test the language. Suppose a question asks, define a system of units. Would you say it is simply a collection of units? That is close, but incomplete. The stronger answer is that a complete set of units, including fundamental units and derived units, is called a system of units. Small wording differences matter in definition questions, so include both parts rather than giving a vague sentence.
Ab tak hum first major idea cover kar chuke hain. Measurement is comparison. Every result has a number and a unit. And units can be base or derived. Notice the logic. Physics uses a limited foundation because physical quantities are related. This same logic will become even more organized when we discuss the international system of units. Before moving there, ask yourself whether changing the unit changes the physical quantity itself.
My first instinct is to say that changing from meters to centimeters changes the measurement because the number changes. But I know you will object.
I will object gently. Changing the unit changes the numerical value, not the physical quantity. One length can be represented using different units, but the actual length remains the same. Historically, the problem was that different countries and scientists used different systems. The chapter mentions CGS, FPS, and MKS. Their length, mass, and time units were centimeter, gram, second foot, pound, second, and meter, kilogram, second, respectively.
So the problem was not that those systems were useless. The problem was that several systems made scientific communication and conversion more confusing. The internationally accepted system today is SI, short for the International System of Units. It uses a standard scheme of symbols, units, and abbreviations. Because SI is based on a decimal system, conversions within it are simple and convenient. That is a very useful reason to mention in a short answer question.
The SI system has 7 base units. Let us take them one at a time. Length has the base unit meter, symbol M. Mass has kilogram, symbol kg. Time has second, symbol S. Electric current has ampere, symbol A. Thermodynamic temperature has Kelvin, symbol K. Amount of substance has mole, symbol mole. Luminous intensity has candela, symbol CD. Learn the quantity, unit name and symbol together. The symbol is part of the answer.
Let us make this active recall. I will name the quantity and you say the unit and symbol aloud. Length, mass, electric current, amount of substance. Do not look at your notes immediately. Tumhara answer kya aa raha hai? Length is meter. M. Mass is kilogram. Kg. Electric current is ampere. A. Amount of substance is mole. Mole. Now check whether you remembered the symbols as carefully as the names.
One clarification is important. The chapter also discusses two units connected with plane angle and solid angle, radian with symbol rad, and steradian with symbol SR. They are described as dimensionless quantities. Do not casually call them two additional base units. The chapter distinguishes them from the 7 base units. In an exam, state that SI has 7 base units and that radian and steradian are additional units for angle, both dimensionless.
The detailed modern definitions of the base units can look intimidating because they involve constants and extremely precise values. Should a class 11 student memorize every long numerical definition?
Not for the purpose highlighted in this chapter. The source explicitly notes that the values are given to show the accuracy with which measurements are made, and that these values need not be remembered or asked in a test. The conceptual takeaway is more important. Measuring techniques improve, and definitions of base units are revised to maintain precision. Remember the 7 units, names, and symbols, but do not fill your memory with unnecessary long constants.
That is reassuring. So if a question asks why SI is widely used, we can write that it is internationally accepted, has standard symbols and units, and uses a decimal system that makes conversions convenient. If it asks for the 7 base units, we must give the complete list. And if it asks about radian and steradian, we should identify them as dimensionless units of plane angle and solid angle.
Correct. A common error is writing meter for mass or gram as an SI base unit. Gram belongs to the CGS system, while kilogram is the SI base unit of mass. Another error is writing capital letters carelessly. The symbols are M, Kg, S, A, K, mol, and CD. Units and symbols are not decorative details. They communicate exactly what has been measured.
Now we enter a section where students often lose marks even after doing the arithmetic correctly. Significant figures. Let us start with the reason. Every measurement involves some error or uncertainty, so the result must be reported in a way that indicates its precision. Significant figures are the reliable digits plus the first uncertain digit. In a measurement of 1.62 seconds, the first two digits are reliable and the last digit is uncertain, giving 3 significant figures.
Take another example from the chapter. 287.5 centimeters has 4 significant figures. The digits 2, 8, and 7 are certain, while 5 is the first uncertain digit. Reporting extra digits that the instrument did not justify would be misleading. Precision is not the same as writing a longer decimal. Precision must be supported by the measurement and the least count of the instrument.
Let us build the rules slowly. First, all non-zero digits are significant. Second, zeros between two non-zero digits are significant. Third, zeros after the decimal point but before the first non-zero digit in a number less than 1 are not significant. Fourth, trailing zeros in a number without a decimal point are generally not significant. Fifth, trailing zeros in a number with a decimal point are significant.
Let us apply those rules. In 2.308 centimeters, all four digits are significant because the zero lies between non-zero digits. The same measurement can be written as 0.02308 meters or 23.08 millimeters, and it still has four significant figures. This proves the key point. Changing units or moving the decimal point does not change the number of significant figures.
Quick check. How many significant figures are in 0.007 meters? The zeros before 7 only locate the decimal point, so they are not significant. The answer is 1. How many are in 0.237 grams? The zero at the end is a trailing zero in a decimal measurement, so it is significant. The answer is 4. Ek second pause karke, socho before checking your notebook.
Trailing zeros create the most common confusion. Consider 4.700 meters. The two zeros after the decimal point are written to show the precision. So all four digits are significant. In scientific notation, it becomes 4.700 times 10 to the power 0. And the four significant figures are obvious. Scientific notation is therefore a reliable way to remove ambiguity. The power of 10 does not decide the number of significant figures Tway's digits in the coefficient do.
What about a number such as 23080 without a decimal point or scientific notation? Trailing zeros can create uncertainty about whether they are significant. That is why scientific notation is preferred when precision matters. Write the number with a coefficient between 1 and 10 and then inspect the coefficient. Zeros appearing in that coefficient are significant. This is not just a style preference. It protects the meaning of the measurement.
There is another useful idea called order of magnitude. In scientific notation, a quantity is written as a times 10 to the power b. And when only an estimate is needed, the quantity may be described as being of the order of 10 to the power b. The chapter gives the diameter of Earth as 1.28 times 10 to the power 7 meters, so its order of magnitude is 7. The hydrogen atom example has order of magnitude minus 10.
So the difference between significant figures and order of magnitude is important. Significant figures describe the precision of a reported value. Order of magnitude gives an approximate scale. A student may mix them because both use scientific notation, but they answer different questions. If the question asks how precise the measurement is, count significant figures. If it asks for an approximate power of 10, identify the order of magnitude.
Another exam point. Exact numbers and formulae are treated differently for measured values. A factor such as 2 in a formula is exact, and it can be written with as many significant digits as needed. Similarly, a counting number such as the number of objects is exact. Do not let an exact factor unnecessarily reduce the precision of a result. The limitation comes from the measured quantities.
Let us now use the rules during arithmetic. In multiplication or division, the final result should have as many significant figures as the original value with the least number of significant figures. Suppose mass is 4.237 grams and volume is 2.51 cubic centimeters. The calculator may show many digits for the density, but the final answer must have three significant figures because 2.51 has three.
The density in that example is approximately 1.69 grams per cubic centimeter. Notice what happened. Arithmetic produced more digits, but measurement precision limited the answer. More digits do not automatically mean more accuracy. This is an important mindset. The calculator performs operations. The student decides how the physical result should be reported.
Now compare that with addition and subtraction. Here we do not count total significant figures. We look at decimal places. Add 436.32 grams, 227.2 grams, and 0.301 grams. The raw sum is 663.821 grams, but the least precise measurement reaches only one decimal place. Therefore, the reported answer is 663.8 grams. Tumhara answer kya aa raha hai? If the least precise value has one decimal place?
The answer is 663.8 grams. Writing 664 grams would follow a multiplication style idea and would not communicate the same precision. Similarly, for subtraction, 0.307 meters minus 0.304 meters gives 0.003 meters. The decimal place rule is the key. So remember the pair. Multiplication and division use the least number of significant figures. Addition and subtraction use the least number of decimal places.
I want to challenge a common mistake. If both numbers in a subtraction have three significant figures, can the answer always have three significant figures?
No. The number of decimal places can reduce. The chapter gives 12.9 grams minus 7.06 grams. Both values have three significant figures, but the first is precise only to one decimal place. The difference should therefore be reported as 5.8 grams, not 5.84 grams. This is why addition and subtraction must be handled using decimal places rather than simply counting significant figures.
Let us discuss rounding off. If the digit being dropped is more than 5, the preceding digit increases by 1. If it is less than 5, the preceding digit stays unchanged. Thus, 2.746 rounded to 3 significant figures becomes 2.75, while 1.743 becomes 1.74. The interesting case is exactly 5, where the convention described uses the parity of the preceding digit.
Yes. The dropped digit is 5. If the preceding digit is even, it is left unchanged. If it is odd, it is increased by 1. Therefore, 2.745 rounded to 3 significant figures becomes 2.74 because 4 is even. The chapter also gives 2.735 becoming 2.74 because 3 is odd. In a long calculation, retain one extra digit in intermediate steps and round only at the end.
That last instruction deserves emphasis. Early rounding can create an avoidable difference in the final answer. If you round every intermediate value aggressively, later operations may amplify the small change. Keep one additional digit during intermediate steps, then report the final value to the proper precision. This is a simple habit that improves both numerical accuracy and answer presentation.
The cube example brings the rule together. Each side is measured as 7.203 meters, which has 4 significant figures. The total surface area calculated as 6 times the square of the side is reported as 311.3 square meters. The volume calculated as the cube of the side is reported as 373.7 cubic meters. Both final answers have 4 significant figures because the measured side has 4.
And the density example is a good contrast. A mass of 5.74 grams has 3 significant figures, while a volume of 1.2 cubic centimeters has 2. Dividing gives a density of 4.8 grams per cubic centimeter with 2 significant figures. The least precise input controls the final result. Do not write a long decimal just because the calculator displays 1.
This is a natural place for a short essay study habit. After this mini recap, you could enter one exact doubt about significant figures into Edgy and ask it to question you step by step rather than reveal the answer immediately. The useful part is not only seeing the rule, it is identifying whether your error came from counting digits, choosing decimal places, or rounding too early.
Let us add uncertainty to the picture. A measurement such as 16.2 centimeters from a meter scale can be represented as 16.2 plus or minus 0.1 centimeter. That uncertainty is about 0.6%. Similarly, 10.1 centimeters can be written as 10.1 plus or minus 0.1 centimeter or about 1%. The chapter uses these ideas to explain uncertainty in a product, such as area.
For the rectangular sheet, multiplying length and breadth gives 163.62 square centimeters before suitable reporting. Combining the percentage uncertainties gives about 1.6%, leading to an area quoted as 164 plus or minus 3 square centimeters. The exact uncertainty procedure can appear lengthy, but the principle is straightforward. Measured inputs carry uncertainty, and the calculated output must communicate that uncertainty instead of pretending to be perfectly exact.
There is also a useful warning about relative error. Two measurements may have the same absolute uncertainty, but different relative uncertainties. A mass of 1.02 grams with uncertainty 0.01 gram has roughly 1% relative uncertainty, while 9.89 grams with the same absolute uncertainty has roughly 0.1% relative uncertainty. So the size of an uncertainty must be interpreted relative to the measured value.
Up to we have completed the precision part. Significant figures show reliable digits, plus the first uncertain digit. Zeros follow specific rules. Multiplication and division use the least significant figures. Addition and subtraction use decimal places. Rounding should be delayed in multi-step work, and uncertainty should not be hidden. Now we move from how accurately a quantity is reported to what kind of physical quantity it is. That is the role of dimensions.
When the chapter speaks about dimensions, it is not asking for the magnitude of a quantity. It is describing the nature of that quantity through powers of base quantities. The seven base quantities provide the foundation, length, mass, time, electric current, thermodynamic temperature, luminous intensity, and amount of substance. Their dimensions are represented by symbols such as L, M, T, A, K, CD, and mol.
In mechanics, many quantities can be expressed using only length, mass, and time. For example, volume is length multiplied by breadth multiplied by height. Each is a length, so the dimensions of volume are L cubed. Since volume does not depend on mass or time, its complete dimensional formula may be written as M to the power 0, L cubed, P to the power 0. Zero powers are meaningful because they show independence.
Let us test speed. Speed is distance divided by time. So its dimensions are Lt to the power minus 1. Acceleration is speed divided by time, giving Lt to the power minus 2. Force is mass multiplied by acceleration, giving Mlt to the power minus 2. Take second pause karke socho. Which one of these includes mass with power 1?
Force is the answer. Its dimensional formula is Mlt to the power minus 2. Density is mass divided by volume, so its dimensional formula is ml to the power minus 3t to the power 0. The zero powers are often omitted in a shortened form, but in a formal answer they help show the complete structure. Exam point: derive a dimensional formula from a defining physical relation, not by guessing from the unit name.
What is the difference between a dimensional formula and a dimensional equation? Students often use the words as if they mean exactly the same thing.
A dimension formula shows which base quantities and powers represent the dimensions of a physical quantity. For example, volume has m0 l cubed t0 and speed has m0 lt to the power minus 1. A dimensional equation is obtained by equating the dimensions of the physical quantity with that dimensional formula. So the formula describes the structure, while the equation writes the dimensional relation explicitly, such as force having dimensions mlt to the power minus 2.
Now we reach dimensional analysis. The central rule is that only physical quantities with the same dimensions can be added or subtracted. Velocity cannot be added to force, and electric current cannot be subtracted from thermodynamic temperature. In an equation, every term being added must have the same dimensions. and both sides of the equation must match dimensionally. This is called homogeneity of dimensions.
Suppose an expression gives a distance as an initial position plus velocity multiplied by time plus 1/2 multiplied by acceleration multiplied by time squared. The first term has dimension length. Velocity times time gives length. Acceleration times time squared also gives length. Therefore, every term on the right has the same dimension as the distance on the left. This is a dimensionally consistent equation. 38.
The method also treats units and dimensions like algebraic quantities during multiplication and division. Identical units can cancel in a numerator and denominator, and powers combine as they do in ordinary algebra. This helps us check whether a derived unit is sensible. But remember, addition and subtraction are stricter. Unlike dimensions, cannot be combined just because the symbols are placed next to each other.
Here is the most important limitation. If an equation fails the dimensional consistency test, it must be wrong. If it passes, it is not necessarily fully correct. Dimensions cannot determine dimensionless constants, and they cannot always distinguish between different quantities having the same dimensions. For example, two possible expressions may have the correct energy dimensions, but dimensional analysis alone cannot select the exact numerical coefficient.
So, dimensional correctness is a necessary check, but not a sufficient proof of the complete equation. That distinction is commonly tested. Also, the arguments of trigonometric, logarithmic, and exponential functions must be dimensionless. A pure number or a ratio of similar physical quantities is dimensionless. An angle, described as a ratio involving lengths, is an example mentioned in the chapter.
Let us examine the kinetic energy reasoning from the chapter. Energy has dimensions ml squared t to the power minus 2. An expression such as mass multiplied by velocity squared has exactly these dimensions, so it cannot be ruled out on dimensional grounds. But mass squared multiplied by velocity cubed has different dimensions, and mass multiplied by acceleration has 4 dimensions. So those can be ruled out as expressions for energy.
What about an expression that adds 1/2 mass velocity squared to mass acceleration? The first term has energy dimensions, but the second has force dimensions. Since unlike quantities are being added, the expression is not dimensionally meaningful. This is a powerful exam technique. Inspect each term separately, not only the overall appearance of the formula.
The chapter also shows that dimensional analysis can help deduce a relation when the dependence is known. For a simple pendulum, suppose a time period depends on length, mass of the bob, and acceleration due to gravity. Write the dependence as t equals a dimensionless constant multiplied by length to a power x, gravity to a power y, and mass to a power z. Comparing dimensions gives x plus y equals 0, minus 2y equals 1, and z equals 0.
Solving those conditions gives x equal to 1/2, y equal to minus 1/2, and z equal to 0. Therefore, the time period is proportional to the square root of length divided by gravity, with an unknown dimension is constant. The method correctly shows that the mass does not enter this relation under the assumed dependence, but it cannot find the constant. The chapter notes that the actual constant is 2 pi, which requires information beyond dimensional analysis.
This example gives us 3 exam-ready conclusions. First, dimensions can help deduce powers in a product-type relation. Second, dimensionless constants cannot be obtained by this method. Third, the method works only when the relevant dependence is supplied and the variables are suitable. Do not present dimensional analysis as a universal method for deriving every physical law. It is a check and a guide, not a replacement for definitions and experiments.
Let us do a rapid prediction round. If a question asks whether a formula is dimensionally correct, what is your first step? Do not calculate the numerical value. Identify the dimensions of the left side, then simplify the dimensions of every term on the right side. If terms are being added, compare them with one another as well. Only then give the conclusion with a reason.
Exactly. A strong written answer shows the dimensions rather than simply stating correct or incorrect. For example, write the dimension of the left side, write the dimension of each right side term, and conclude whether they match. If they do not match, the equation is dimensionally wrong. If they match, say it is dimensionally consistent, but do not claim that dimensional analysis has proved the equation exactly.
We are entering the final revision section now. I will give a statement and you classify it as a definition, a rule, or a limitation. Measurement compares a physical quantity with the reference standard. 7 units form the SI base. Multiplication and division use the least significant figures. A dimensionally consistent equation may still be incorrect. Keep your answer mentally organized. This kind of classification makes revision faster than reading the chapter repeatedly.
The first statement is the definition of measurement. The second is a structural fact about SI. The third is the arithmetic rule for multiplication and division. The fourth is the limitation of dimensional analysis. For answer writing, use precise keywords, comparison with the standard unit, base and derived units, internationally accepted SI system, precision of measurement, reliable digits, and first uncertain digit, dimensional consistency, and dimensionless constants.
Common mistakes, checklist time. Do not omit units from numerical answers. Do not treat kilogram as gram in the SI base unit list. Do not count every zero automatically. Do not use significant figure counting for addition and subtraction. Do not round every intermediate step. Do not add quantities with different dimensions. And do not say that passing a dimensional test proves a formula is correct. Ye point miss mart karna.
For a compact revision page, make 5 blocks. In the first, write the definition of measurement and the distinction between base and derived units. In the second, list the 7 SI base quantities, unit names, and symbols. In the third, write the significant figure rules and the 2 arithmetic rules. In the fourth, write the dimensions of volume, speed, acceleration, force, and density. In the fifth, write the uses and limitation of dimensional analysis.
Your final active recall challenge is this. Without looking at your notes, explain why 4.700 meters and its converted forms retain 4 significant figures. Then explain why a force cannot be added to a velocity. Finally, state one thing dimensional analysis can prove and one thing it cannot prove. If you can answer all 3 clearly, you have understood the chapter rather than merely recognized its headings.
The answers are, the written trailing zeros in 4.700 show precision, and a change of units does not change the significant figures more. Force and velocity have different dimensions, so they cannot be added. And dimensional analysis can reject a dimensionally inconsistent equation, but it cannot guarantee that a dimensionally consistent equation is exact or determine its dimensionless constant. Take a moment to compare these answers with your own reasoning.
Let us close calmly. Today you revised that measurement is comparison with a standard unit and that a complete system contains base and derived units. You reviewed SI and its 7 base units, significant figures and their 0 rules, multiplication and division by least significant figures, addition and subtraction by least decimal places, careful rounding and uncertainty. You also learned dimensions, dimensional formulae, dimensional equations, and dimensional analysis. The common mistake to remember is this. Dimensional consistency does not prove complete correctness. Your next step is small but concrete. Write the 5 block revision page, then solve 3 significant figure questions and 3 dimensional consistency questions from your exercises. If one doubt remains, use Edzi as a personal AI tutor and ask it to question your reasoning step by step. I'm Swati, and with Gaurav, I'm glad you revised with us. Keep your units clear, your precision honest, and your understanding strong. We will meet in the next revision episode.